winnowing out the garden in the field. And Rashi says, "Tefuvihi b'shachvoy omro lo do shachar sheyigmo lezorus lo yevul beisler nishkav shegnahu tanchokum lefid la levishkav garden." It was nighttime ready, therefore he didn't buy. He did not want to go home because you don't travel out at night. Therefore he slept in the garden. Another pasuk is Rabbi Avuah and Mihalta. This pasuk says, "Vayashkim out from Abayka." Avuah got up in the morning, Yachvesh has chamor, and he tied up his chamor. Master first left in the morning, and not before, not when it's still dark. For Rabbanan and Rabbanan say, "Look, this pasuk says, 'Lachol Norei Yeshleim Achicha V'Yeshleim,' and Mashma Rashi says, 'Beishah Din Yachlir for the time when you could see, but daytime go out, not at nighttime.'" Rabbi Avuah left in this pasuk says, "Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh." That the Shem is shining for them, that's when they traveled. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Shalti Yisrael Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua Beitlis, I asked them, Beitlis Shel Imus, in this marketplace, they used to sell meat in Imus, Shal Chulikach Beim Lemishter B'nai Shel Gamliel, that were going to buy meat for the chasna of their sons, buying off his son, B'nai Shel Gamliel. See, the prophet says, Vayizvach Lo Yashemesh, the sun shined for them. The question is, v'chi shemesh loy levad izot, his son only shined for him, for lo lechol olam zochay. What's lashon by Yaakov Avinu? The sun shined for Yaakov. Why that for him? Because the sun shined for the whole world. So it says on Rav Yitzchok, that shemesh habor ba'avuroi, zocha ba'avuroi, the sun that once went down early because of Yaakov Avinu, now it shined a little bit longer because of Yaakov Avinu. What was the maisa? So see, the pasuk says, "Vayetsa Yaakov Be'er Sheva." Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. Vayelachim, and he went to Choron. V'ksiv, it says the pasuk, "Vayitka b'mokim." Met up in that place. Vayitka b'mokim. So the question is that he motel Choron when he reached Choron. Omri said, Yaakov said to himself, "Esher avarti amokim shispalo avoyt." Maybe I passed by the place in my office. Avram Yitzchak davened already. Vani lo yispalo out. Did I even daven there? Is that right? Like maybe passed by the base of Mikdash. And he didn't daven there yet. Is Kad Yoyev Betim put his mind to it, Lem Heder, to go back. So now Yaakov wants to go back, to go over Yerushalayim, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mokam HaMikdash least. So Kovtzim Le'arya, the land like jumped him, and Miyad right away, the Yiskav HaMokam, he met that place. So the Kvitzis HaDerek, he got there, 1, 2, 3. Rashi says, look, yeah. Yiskav HaMokam, Kordim HaFakev, like you meet up with your friend, Simamish met up with this place now. So he met up with the Beis HaMikdash like. So Katzoli, after he got finished davening there, Boi Lamed, he wants to go back to Choron. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Sadik Zebon the Beis HaMikdash, this Sadik Yaakov Avinu comes to my place, my Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. Is the Yisrael Lalinya Shalib without sleeping there some night? Like this is the Mokam of Hashem, like Hashem wants to invite the Tzadik to sleep over. So what happened was, Miyad right away, Bo Hashem, as the sun went down before him, 4 times. And therefore, Ksid the Pasuk says, "Vayikach mi'avni amokam," and Yaakov took from the stone to the place. Ksid the Pasuk says, "Vayikach hasevin," he took one stone. It says, "Mi'avni," many stones. So, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi come teach us, "Shenik b'tzul kol oyson avon l'makam echod," all the stones that jump together, gather together. The holachas Yaakov, every stone said, "Oymeris, olai yinech tzadik, zeh roishai," upon me, should the tzadik put his head. Finally, we learned, "Vekulam nivlol bechor," and all the stones became like one big stone. So the Mekuyim both took him, each one supplement, and they came all one together. The kids of Yaakov and slept there that night, and he put his head on top of the stone. Vayachaloyim, it says Yaakov and had a dream then, v'nei mutzavah, so the ladder was on the floor. Tony, we learned, kama rochba shesulam, how wide was this ladder that Yaakov and dreamt about? Shemona sapayim pasoyis, 8,000 pasoyis. That's how wide it was. The pas was 4 mil. It was 8,000 pasoyis. Because the pasuk says, "Vinei Malchem Akim Oyvim V'Yordim Boi." Malchem are going up and coming down. Oyvim Shnayim, two Malchem are coming up. V'Yordim Shnayim, two are coming down. And it happened V'Chitaku B'Abi Adodi when they met one another. So the ladder had to be wide enough that had below Arba that there were four on the width of the ladder. So the ladder had to be wide enough to hold four Malchem. So Sirbe says by Malach. Sirbe Malach it says the Gavisi Katashus. His body is like a Tarshish. So we learn the Tarshish Shrei Alfei Parsi. A Tarshish is the size of 2,000 Parsis. So kids, if there are four of them, so together the ladder was wide, 8,000 Parsis. Parsis heavy. Tani Dilar, Oyunden, the Malachim went up, on the Staklim, but Duke Nishamad, looking at the Duke, the form of the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Malachim. For Yodim, Rashi says, the Duke Nishamad means parts of Odom, Shabbat, Bachayas, Bedmus Yaakov. Upstairs by the Kis Yaakov, they're looking into the four parts of Odom that look like Yaakov. And then, the Yodim, they came down, Mislakim, but Duke Nishamad, they looked Amish into Yaakov, they saw what it's like. The Kis is Malachim, was staring like as Yaakov. Boy Lifakunis, they became jealous of Yaakov, they wanted to hurt him. His miyad right away, Vihini Hashem needs to bother. Hashem was standing over him to protect him, Lashomer, Rashi says. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he'll mold in Nikra Kosov, not for this person that was written, he Yeshulim, we can't say it over. It's called them Shemain of Abner, like a person protecting his own son. By putting over a cover over the son, Hashem was protecting Yaakov Avinu. Now the Pasuk says, oh, it's Asher Ato Shechav, this land that you're sleeping on. My Rav Usai, what's the Kiddush over here? Chur Pshitu, it was on this land. Om Rav Yitzchuk Melamed, come and teach us. Sheakof lo HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'chol Eretz Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu folded over the Eretz Yisrael. V'nicha tachas Yaakov Avinu, put it on the Yaakov Avinu. Sheetei noichel l'chovesh l'banu, but it should be easy for Yaakov's children to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, V'yoyim, from the Pasuk before, V'yoyim l'shachayin k'yol l'shachar. The Malach finally told Yaakov Avinu, in the morning, leave me alone, I have to go. Is Omeloi, so Yaakov said to the Malach, Ganavato, are you a robber? Or could this be a stronger robber? Robber is still tells kidnaps people. Shemisyorim and Ashakov, that you're afraid of the light? Like, why are you running away? Becoming light now, where are you running? Omeloi, so the Malach said, no. Omeloi, Malach, I'm a Malach. Omeyoim, Shenevoi, from the day I was created, Leigi is my Meshima, didn't come yet my time to say Shira. Adach Shabbat till now. Put now is the time for this amount to say Shira to Hashem. And Pasha the Pshat is because he was Mekai in his Tafkid. The task of this Malach was like to try and stop Yaakov, and he wasn't able to. So that was his task, and he did his purpose. So he finished his purpose. Now is the time he has to say Shira, sing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where it says, Mishtana is a proof of Rabbi Chananel, Omer Rav. The Omer Rav Chananel, Omer Rav. Sholosh, Kita, Shemach, Yesharos, Omer, Shira, B'chol Yom. There's three different categories of Malachim that say Shirat Hashem every day. Ach Asa Meres Kodesh. One cat, one gal, one group says Kodesh. V'ach Asa Meres Kodesh. V'ach Asa Meres Kodesh. Hashem Tzavokos. So therefore, the Malachim say Shirat Hashem every day. Mesra, I have a question. It says, Chaziv in Yisrael of Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael is dear for of Hashem. Yoytzim Amalchi Yashor, more than Malachim. She Yisrael, I'm in Shirat B'chol Shor. Klai Yisrael can say Shirat any time. Malach Yashor say no Mashiach, the Pamachas be on the Yosef one time a day. For Yamala son say Pamachas the Shabbos once a week, a Malach says Shiva to Hashem. For Yamala son says Pamachas the Chodesh once a month. For Yamala son say Pamachas the Shona once a year. For Yamala son say Pamachas the Shua once in 7 years. For Yamala Pamachas the Yerla once in 50 years. For Yamala Pamachas the Yerla once in a whole lifetime. That's what happened with different type of Malachim. That was this Malach here. They never said Shira yet until this time now. In the Yisrael though, Maskirin is Hashem Achashtei Tezer. The Klaius of Hashem Hashem's name, after two words. Shnemer it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Rakeinu. Right after Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem's name. Mashenkeinu Malachi Yashores, and Maskirin is Hashem Elo Yachad Gimel Tezer. A Malachi Yashores can only say Hashem's name after three words. Can it feel like it says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos. So you see the Christ like in the certain Madrig is even greater than Malachim. V'yein Malachi Asheris, I'm in Shiru L'malo, Ashiyem U'yisro L'mata. They can't say Shiru L'malo until first Christ says that Shiru here. Shiru the Pasuk says, B'ron Yochid Koich Vei Boike V'hodah B'yiru Kol B'nei Elokim. That first they say Shiru here, then in Shemayim. El Ravi means like this, Ach Asumeros Kodesh, Ach Asumeros Kodesh, Kodesh. V'yach Asumeros Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokos. That's the way the Malachim go. Rashi, Ketani Miyas Acha Shalosh Tevis V'yatam Es Kodesh Hashem. That they have to mashma, they have to say three words. And you see, one the last Malach says Kodesh Hashem. That says no. The first one says Kodesh. Second one says Kodesh Kodesh. Second one says all three, and then he says Hashem's name. And if not, Malach cannot say Hashem's name before it first says three praises of Hashem. Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh. Now the most question I have, Yikah Baruch. After you say Kodesh Hashem, say Baruch Kavod Hashem. So we say after two words we say Baruch Kavod Hashem. Smuga the parents that Brochem, Zona the Yafanim, Udi Yamuna, Zona the Yafanim, special Malachim say this. The Bresham, we want to tell you, keep when this Yoyev is Shus, this Yoyev. But once they have permission to say Hashem's name, they have to say in Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So once they can say Hashem's name once, Erechnami, then they can continue on saying it again, even though it's only after one, after two words, not after three. The Koponim in the Chetchila, a Malach is not so Choshev as a person can say Hashem's name after two ICAs, and a Malach can only say it after three. Alright, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. So we're to the end of the tape, and then turn over, we'll continue on the Tzadik Beis on the other side.